I will be right back.
Yeah, go get your beverage, and then so then Catherine, you'll kick us off. Like when he comes back, we'll let you get started.
Okay.
Sweet. So very excited, very ready. Thank you, Harley, again, my love. I can't believe Harley answered the questions before you, Chris, and Francis. What the heck?
Oh my God, Francis just fell up the stairs. Could you
Yeah,
hear him?
what happened?
I don't know.
I heard
Francis, you okay, bud? We heard that. Like the whole thing.
Francis,
You all right?
you're alive.
I might have tripped up the stairs as I was making my way up here, and so it was just
And maybe spilled some beer.
cleaning it up a little.
Ooh.
He was so excited.
We just heard like a splat.
Yeah. We thought you wiped out,
I
bro.
might have also done like a very ungraceful, ah! I don't know if you
Yeah,
guys
that's what I heard. I heard it through your
It's
computer.
recorded. It's recorded. Welcome to the first ever HQAF Newlywed Game. I'm your host, Catherine Corcoran, and there's a saying, how long is a minute? Depends on which side of the bathroom door you're on. Woo! Let's bring on our couples. So, Harley and Alana, introduce yourselves.
I was not prepared to go first.
That's what she said.
Harley, you want to kick us off?
I'm Harley. I married Alana, so that's which side of the equation I'm on.
That is your qualification for this. Good job.
And I'm Alana. Harley and I have been married for 3 years. And so technically, we're not newlyweds, but neither is anyone on this. We're very late to this game. But I'm just super excited to be here. And I have a really big suspicion I'm going to fail this game. Because I don't know why. I just have this feeling. But yeah, I'm just super excited to be here. And I'm Alana.
So, how did you guys meet?
Is that oh I didn't prepare for that either. Oh
This you are not being scored on the this is not a scored
okay,
of a
this isn't like a
question. Just
book
tell
report.
us.
But hopefully you studied for this.
Yeah.
Okay, how we met in high school, we met freshman year. Actually within the first 2 weeks of high school, we met in a stairwell and Harley was playing Nintendo DS. He was playing Nintendogs. It was the new release that summer. And I just wandered over to him and I was a much more social being back then. You would never catch me dead speaking to a stranger, just walking up to them. But back then I was a little more adventurous. So I walk up to him and I say, "Wow, what's that game?" And Harley proceeds to tell me what Nintendogs is and how it's taking care of a dog and you do all these things with it. And then I say, "Well, can you kill the dog?" And he said, "No, that's psychotic." And so I said, "Well, then it's not really a real game and not a real portrayal of having a dog." And then we became friends. Yeah, we were friends for 3 years. Harley pined after me, and I was interested in really strange men. I mean,
Wait, hold on. Let's
yeah.
hear Harley's. So, Harley, you pined after her?
I actually knew Alana before that. I remember Alana from the
Oh.
first day of school because we had a class
Oh.
together, and then she switched classes to be in a class with a different boy.
That's true. We were in first period biology together, and I always forget this because he remembers it and I don't. But and we
Yeah.
even sat at the same table. It was me, you, and Yanni, and we worked on like a group project that day. And then I went off to my next period and fell in love with another boy and switched my schedule around so I could be in more classes with him.
Oh, wow, what a wild ride. Let's go to the other couple. Francis and Chris, introduce yourselves.
Well, it was not love at first sight, but it was a first sight. So we met on OkCupid. I believe Francis messaged me first, and as I recall, it was one of OkCupid's like Tinder-like features where you could swipe, or for me it was at least, and I basically essentially swiped right on Francis, which showed that both of us swiped or both of us liked each other.
No, Chris, it was you had a tagline about like always feeling awkward, like you were your thing.
Yeah,
was like,
so that's yeah. So that's why you liked me, but when I first liked you, it was a swipe.
Oh, you saw me in that thing. Oh,
yeah. And and so our OkCupid profiles matched up, and we went on a date shortly thereafter. And then we went on a second date, and it wasn't the most energetic or lively. And so, but when he asked me to be his Valentine, and I still have that Valentine,
and it became pretty lively after that.
Okay.
Yes.
But then over the course of, you know, a number of weeks, we grew to end up loving each other. And
okay, that's boring.
I know. Blah.
What are your pet names for each other?
I call Chris Roni.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. Do you explain how did you get to Roni?
You guys know what Rice-A-Roni is? Like the San Francisco treat? I had like the jingle stuck in my head, and I was like talking to Chris after work one day, and I just went from Rice-A-Roni to just like Roni. And so
it was actually Babe-A-Roni, because we would call each other Babe. Hey, Babe. And you started calling me Babe-A-Roni because you didn't like the word Babe. And so then you just shortened Babe-A-Roni to Roni. And now it's the San Francisco treat, but it was not always that way.
All right. What's Chris's pet name for Francis?
I don't really have one. Sometimes I'll say like Frankie.
A name he knows I hate. I hate the word. I hate the name Frank.
I know, but it's because, well, you still have friends who call you Frank.
Yeah, I thought that was like your name in a past life.
Yeah, not anymore. She's not my friend no more. We're done with her.
Ooh. Okay, so we're going to go into the first round, but first, I want to say very happy birthday to Alana, whose birthday was just this week. And oh, what a beautiful reason to celebrate.
Oh.
So the first round is rapid fire. I've asked you to bring pieces of paper and pens about 100 times I've asked this. The first question. Francis and Alana, on your cards, you answer this question for yourself. Harley and Chris, answer this question with what you think Francis and Alana are going to answer. And it is a multiple choice question, so you'll hear A, B, and C.
You mean respectively, right? Like, Chris will be thinking about what I'm saying.
Yes. Yes, yes. You do not cross partners. It's not that kind of party, okay?
Even though I would totally win.
What? Hold on.
Okay.
Wait, well, guessing for Francis. Like, what the answer would be for Francis. We know each other well.
That wasn't the kind of... party I was talking about.
Oh, I missed a joke. I thought
she'd
we were talking
win in
about
the swingers.
Answers. Yeah, I know. I'm like, nobody was surprised. No one was surprised. Okay. So, Francis and Alana, which of these phrases do you say most often to your spouse? A, how do I get there? B, how do you want it? Or C, what's that smell?
And just to confirm, so I'm answering what I would say to Harley.
Yes. What do you say most often to Harley? Harley is guessing what you think you say most often to him.
All right. I know. All right. I have my answer.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So, Francis, show us your answer and read it to us, please.
I said... A, how do I get there?
Okay. Chris, what did you write?
I also said, how do I get there?
The other one I would have, if it was,
I know exactly. If I were to be the one to ask it, it would be, what does that smell?
I did include that one because that is probably the thing I say the most to my spouse. So, all right, Harley and Alana, what is your response?
What's that smell? And I will show my...
And Harley also said, "See, what's that smell?" Yeah, city living, baby.
Both ways.
Well, it's very funny because Harley, I will consistently forget. I have known this man for over 15 years now, but Harley does not have a great sense of smell. Like, it's very much he has to have a very there has to be a very strong smell in the room or else he doesn't smell it. And so I always ask, oh, do you smell that? What's that smell? And he's like, you know, I can't smell. Like, I don't have a strong sense of smell. And I always forget. And he's been like this his whole life. So it's just, yeah, ridiculousness.
Okay. So second question is a short answer, but this time we're going to swap. So Harley and Chris, answer this question for yourselves. And then Francis and Alana, answer this question for your spouse, what you think they will write. What is the biggest similarity and the biggest difference between your last significant other, boyfriend or girlfriend, and your spouse?
And how do you define significant other?
That's how you define significant other, brother.
Okay.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah. Wait, so hold on.
That was like 12 years ago. More than that.
Because yeah.
12 years ago would have been when we were. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is where we should put in audience laughter because it's quiet. Okay, look up when you're ready so I know.
I'm ready.
Thank you, Alana.
This is gonna be hard.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Harley. Harley, what is your answer?
So what I wrote down was the biggest difference is height, and the same as the thing is gender, because it's been a long time.
Alana? What did you respond?
So I put biggest similarity is nice, that we're both nice people. And biggest difference is that I'm very loud and she's very quiet. So.
That's true.
Oh, interesting.
But I was going to do one word answers. See, that was the problem with me.
Yeah.
You guys should have read each other's minds.
Should have cheated, like you said.
Okay. Chris, what is your answer?
So I said the difference is that he's a man, and the similarity is that he's very smart.
You went actual significant other. You went Linda. I said he lived in Baltimore. I think this is the last guy, and the similarity is that we were both gay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I never considered him my significant other. He was not very significant.
Ooh, all right.
I just want to point out that Chris and I both used gender, but for different fields.
Exactly.
I was going to have Francis answer that question because it would have been interesting at least. Okay, not that this wasn't interesting. This was very funny. Great job, everyone. All right, so we're in the last question of this round, and everyone just answers for themselves this time. What is the least romantic place that you've gotten romantic with your significant other, with your spouse?
Oh, okay.
This is such a good time for burns.
Really?
Right?
I guess.
It would be, I think.
Let's go.
Wait, so is it with this person? So it's me with Francis?
Yes, unless you have a story with Harley or Alana, in which case I'd love to hear it.
Well, you know, there was that one time in Cabo that...
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Oh, you know what? I forgot to clarify, too, that I am the judge of what is the closest to a correct answer. So just remember that flattery gets you everywhere. All right.
Great. I'm really interested in Harley's answer because he has the cutest little smirk on his face. So very jazzed. Very jazzed to hear this.
All right. Looks like everyone's ready. So what is the least romantic place that you've gotten romantic with your spouse? Francis, show us your response first.
Okay. I had a lot of grammatical and misspellings, but I said my parents' house.
You know, it is hard to understand where to put that comma.
Yeah, no, I said, yeah, I have two parents, so the comma's at the end.
I thought we were vibing, Francis. I thought you were going to go with the top floor of the apartment building bathroom.
No, that was super romantic because it was so exciting. It was
not romantic. It was a bathroom.
It was exciting.
It was a bathroom.
You know what's not romantic? My childhood bedroom is not romantic.
It was a bed. It was a bed.
It just depends on how old you are, Francis.
Okay, Harley.
I wrote Carrie's bed for Alana's dad's bed.
It's 100% true. The first time we ever made out was on my brother Carrie's bed because my room is always, it was back when I lived in the house, I didn't have the garage house. And if you thought that my garage house was like cluttered and hoarder and crazy then when I had 264 square feet, imagine the tiniest room in my house. So we go into, I was like, there's too much stuff here. There's not enough, you know, room, whatever. So then we go into Carrie's bed and we make out. And I saw him for the first time shirtless. And I was like, great, he doesn't have a third nipple. I looked for that. I don't know why, but I just had to be sure. Always have to be sure, but yeah, Carrie's bed, and yes, we have made out in my dad's bed.
All right, Alana, what is your answer? Show us and read.
Oh, it's Carrie's bed. Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh damn! You guys matched.
Oh my god! Yeah. I got it.
Oh my god!
I thought of your dad's bed after Francis's answer. My original.
That was mine too. Yeah, I only thought Carrie's bed. It was. A time to be alive, apparently, and make out.
Horned up teenagers.
Wait, so can I confirm that I am winning?
Yes, Harlana is winning. At the end of round one, we have Francis at 1 and Harlana at 2 points. So the next round are the questions that I asked you all to answer ahead of time. And they're worth 5 points each. So get ready. We'll start with Harley. I asked Alana this question, and I'm going to read the question to you, and then I want you to tell me what you thought she answered. Okay?
Okay.
All right. What is the best present that you've ever given Alana?
Loves it when I give her money.
Close though.
I gave her a check one time and she was ecstatic. It's like the happiest I've ever seen her.
Is that your final answer?
It is. It okay. is the final answer. Okay.
There's no like half points if I guess it the second time. It's not.
All right, Alana, what is your answer? What is your response?
So I was conflicted when I wrote this because I knew Harley was probably going to say that, but I thought, well, maybe he wouldn't because, yeah, that was a one time Harley gave me just like a bunch of cash. It was sad times. I was in grad school. I was really broke. It was the whole time.
You were hype. That's like the hypest you've ever been for.
Harley was like, that was the happiest I've ever seen you. Well, Harley, I put my engagement ring, which I hope was happier than that moment, but it may not be. I don't know. I'm a girl.
Out too, is the thing.
Yeah. No, I am. Cash makes me sing. So, yeah.
Cash just made you like happy like a child.
Yeah. Who doesn't holler for a dollar, you know?
That's how they ended up in Carrie's bed. Some cash.
Oh, amazing. Amazing. All right. So, Francis, What did Chris say is the best present that you've ever gotten him?
Best present that I've ever gotten him. Was it that time that I got a cake with his face on it?
That was a good one. That was a good one. But I said...
What's the answer, Chris?
The Discovery flight.
Damn, that's a good one too.
Flight lesson.
My initial response was gummy bears. Which, he has got me gummy bears like twice in a row as a gift.
I love
But you love it every single time.
I love it. So. Yeah, absolutely. But I would have to say, I had to email Catherine later today. It was like, oh my God, I need to change my answer. I just remembered he paid for a Discovery flight for me for my birthday last year.
Was that the one with the glasses incident?
And then it was like the whole drama where I had lost my glasses on the bottom of a pond. And so I was afraid I wasn't going to be able to do that. But yeah, he did get me a cake. For my birthday, my 30th birthday.
My first birthday with him, I got an artist, like some artist on Reddit to like draw a picture of him in a beret and like French style. And I got that overlaid on a cake for his birthday party.
And he coordinated with my friends to like pick it up and, you know, celebrate at a party. So it was a big first for us.
Wow, great, cool. You love each other. Let's go to the next question.
Blurg.
All right, so Alana, I asked Harley, if he could delete one app off of your phone, what would it be?
Instagram.
Harley, what did you respond?
I wrote a big, long response because I don't know what's wrong with me. I said... I don't know. I wouldn't do that. I would feel bad about doing that.
Which was such a... It was such a Harley response that I thought you might actually get it.
That's so funny. But you hate when I'm on Instagram. You're like, oh my God, you and your Instagrams.
It's only when you do it when we're at like dinner or something. And then you
That's true. Something. Which actually, yeah, because now I'm so focused on eating, like I get so hungry.
And then I wouldn't like... delete it.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah. Well, that's all right. That's a sweet answer, actually. Aw, I love you.
Okay, calm down. Okay, so Chris, if you could delete any app off of Francis's phone, what would it be?
I would say I don't know what it's called, but it's whatever the video game probably that he plays all the time. Gems of War.
You know what? I wouldn't give it to you because he did specifically say whatever the game of the day is. So yes.
And that's like been the game of the day for like the past, I don't know, 3 months or so. I was going to say it was like a mix between like Candy Crush and an RPG.
That's exactly it. It's like a match three game plus RPG. It's great. I love it. For those of you listening, subscribe.
Subscribe to his Twitch channel.
Is that our demographic? Oh my God. People who play this game.
Gems of War.
This week sponsored by Raid Shadow Legends.
Yeah, if we could get some sponsors out of this, that'd be great. All right, so Harley.
Yeah.
What did Alana say when I asked her if your spouse, as in you, Harley, could have another occupation / field of work outside of the one they have, what would it be? Come on, man.
Is there like a nothing?
That's your answer. All right, Alana, what did you respond?
Really?
If I wanted to do something else besides my job, I would be doing it, right?
Oh, that's a very astute response.
Harley, you wanted to be a video game designer.
Yeah, but that's hard.
Yeah, I know, but that, you were like, oh yeah, we're talking in a dream world, because that's totally what you would love to be.
Yeah, that's what
it would just be really difficult. Yeah.
I was supposed to be something that I do while I'm working, right?
No, it's like if you could do any other job that wasn't your current.
If I could switch to another job.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Wait, so do I get the point or not?
Unfortunately, a zero. It's a zero.
My misunderstanding of the question. Yeah, no, I fucked you up. Sorry, babe.
All right. I'll take the L. Fine.
Look, I think that he said, like, if I had to pick another job, it would also be nothing. Like, I would love to never work. Like, I agree. Harley's on the right page.
If I could be Jeff Bezos and just, like, not do jack shit, like...
I'm pretty sure he does shit.
Oh, sorry.
I would just be, like, a docent somewhere. All right, so, Chris, I asked Francis the same question. If Chris could have another job or occupation outside of the one that they have now, what would it be?
Probably a pilot. Wait,
no. What?
My job?
No, that's what I would have guessed for Chris, though.
Yeah, wait, okay, he can't take it back. No, sure. Take backy. Come on.
Can I get a point for Chris? Can Chris and I get a point?
Yes. There's a shadow game. Chris, what would be your other job?
What would be my other job?
Yes, you.
Yes. A pilot.
Okay, all right. That is incorrect.
I said FSO or something related to foreign policy.
Foreign Service Officer.
We've talked about this.
Come on,
my
man.
God.
I know.
Apparently you didn't talk about it enough. Because me and Harley were like, pilot, obviously. This guy wants to fly in the skies.
I mean, that would be like a logical answer too. Because like that's...
I know. At first I thought like I got the question wrong. Like I misunderstood the question. And...
No. Oh, you got it wrong.
Yeah, I just got it wrong. I got the answer wrong. Yeah. And like what... anyway. There's like something that like I would do like in another life, and then something that I would do like with my learning thus far. And I would say pilot would be what I would do if I were in another life, and FSO would be something that I would do with what I've learned so far.
Okay. All right. So Alana, I asked Harley, what was your first date?
So our first date, I'm guessing me and Harley, not you and I, Catherine.
There was that one time in Nuremberg, you know.
So our first date was we went to Tyson's Corner to watch Yes Man. His grandparents drove us because we didn't have licenses. And then we saw the movie, and then we got ice cream at Cold Stone. Also found out that my mom stalked us on our first date because she came out of the same movie, Happenstance, with her friend. And then we went home. I think his grandparents just like came back and then picked us up. And that was the first date.
Harley, what did you respond?
I said, we saw Yes Man at Tyson's Mall and her mom stalked us.
Yeah, you guys are really on the same page about that first date. Right down to the stalking.
Really emphasizing that mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe he didn't run after he saw my mom peruse out of that theater, the same theater we were just in with her friend, and then say, wow, I didn't know you guys were here. I'm like, Mom, I told you. You helped me get ready for my date. Are you an insane person? But anyway, it would be one of many stalkings from my mother. She stalked me to many things over the course of my life.
Yeah, we were talking to her recently, and she, or maybe it was just me, because she was like, oh, have you ever been to the hotel, you know, like where we had our
prom. Yeah, Keybridge Marriott.
So, oh, have you ever been there? It was, you know, it's such a beautiful place. It's a shame that they're like tearing it down or whatever. And I was like, yeah, I've been there. You stalked us at prom. And she like denied knowing about it. I was like, you were like hitting up the DJ trying to like get certain songs played and shit.
Oh my God. Yeah, it was a whole thing. Embarrassing.
Amazing. Okay, so Francis, who is your embarrassing crush?
Embarrassing crush. Oh, gosh.
I was embarrassed for you when I read this answer.
Well, now I'm like, does Chris even, is it like my British soap opera guys? I don't know.
Chris, what did you respond?
I said, Rob Z, my brother-in-law.
I don't have a crush on Rob. I don't have a crush on Rob. How dare you? With the lies, the shade. I don't have a crush on him anymore.
You were taking so long, Francis. I thought that your embarrassing crush was Sonic the Hedgehog, and I was like, whoa, it comes full circle. But anyway, glad to hear that it's a person.
No, that's Harley's.
It's Chris the Hedgehog.
And I would say, like, it's a crush that's not like he wants to sleep. Well, I don't know. Maybe he'd want to sleep with him. But he's like, he found him very attractive. And I was just kind of shocked because I'm not a huge fan of my brother-in-law.
Okay, there's a lot to be not a huge fan of. He's a Trump supporter. He lives in Wisconsin. XYZ. And also, like, nowadays, he doesn't look that hot. So it's fine. Like, it's I don't have a crush on him anymore.
Yeah, we definitely, definitely believe you, Francis. Don't worry. All right, so Alana, what did Harley say is your most attractive physical quality?
Oh, tits.
Titties.
Yes, that is literally exactly what he said.
Yep.
All right.
Since day one.
Okay, well, that was easy.
Thanks, babe. Well, that was easy. Thanks for handing me that win.
I would say the competition is stacked against us.
All right, save the jokes for me, Chris, all right? All right, so Chris, what did Francis say is your most attractive physical quality?
Oh man. It depends on how many drinks he had when he decided to answer it. I would say my chest.
Francis, what was your answer?
I said chest hair. Chest hair.
Oh, wow, you guys are very much on the same page. Also, yeah, I agree. Chest hair is super sexy.
Yeah, I wasn't totally into it until I met Chris, but now it's just like...
And now he follows a lot of Instagram stars that have chest hair.
Four titties in a row? Did we get titties four times in a row?
I also like chest hair, so... What up? Yeah.
So the next question is for Harley to answer. What did Alana say you would think is her weirdest quirk? No, I'm sorry, your weirdest quirk.
My weirdest quirk? I'm a pretty weird dude.
Go for the weirdest. Dig deep.
I don't think I'm going to go that deep. Not in a recording.
Harley's QAnon.
Oh my god, don't even joke about that. Never flagged. Great. Just it helps if you just say the first thing that comes to mind. Don't think too deep about it.
Am I allowed to give him a hint?
No.
No.
Fine. No. I was just checking.
It's like Candyland all over again.
Once you are weird around somebody for long enough, it all seems normal. So I have no earthly idea. I give up. It's an IDK from me.
Okay. Alana, what did you respond?
I said, knowing a lot about random stuff because he was raised by old people.
That's true. I know a lot of weird old shit.
It's your go-to. Like, why are you weird? I know so many random things.
Can you give us an example? I really need an example.
I grew up with a huge cider press in my basement that was never used, but I did learn how to use it.
Oh my god, you're the most talented person here!
What's a cider press?
It's you put apples in it and you mush them up.
Oh.
And then you can make cider.
Yeah. And also, so, and knowing a lot of random stuff about a lot of things is also a trait that his grandfather had, his maternal grandfather, which Harley is very similar to.
After his stroke, he would do shit like try and explain, like, this is what we think dark matter is. And I would be like, thanks, Grandpa. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't even know if you're like lucid enough to know that you know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah.
But this is amazing.
But Harley just will like, you'll ask a question like, oh, what about this? And Harley will just pull a random fact and story of how he knows that fact. And he just knows a lot of like random information. Yeah.
I cannot wait to visit your cider press, your cidery someday, Harley.
I don't have one. It was so old. And it was definitely broken by the time we left the house. I don't know what happened to it. They must have destroyed it.
Thank you for killing the stream. Let's move on. All right. So, Francis, what did Chris say is your weirdest quirk?
He's a ton to choose from, I guess. I don't even fucking know what he would have chosen. My love of British soap operas, gay storylines, my love of the podcast.
None of this is weird.
My love of plants.
All right, that's a zero. Chris, what did you say?
I said forgetting if you flush the toilet.
Ooh. Oh, that was so good.
How dare you? It's only a weird quirk recently because of the housekeepers, but Jesus.
No, it's not just because of the housekeepers. Well, yes. I mean, it's come up at least twice since the housekeepers have started, but it is something where also, like, I will have come upon an unflushed toilet. And
no, you have not. No,
yes,
you have
I
not.
Have.
Stop.
Yes, I have. And you're like, oh my God, I had to use the bathroom while I was on a conference call. So I didn't want to flush while I was on the call.
Yes. Yes, Francis. I agree with this.
That's the thing, though. Like the bathroom is like right here. Mm-hmm. And I get so subconscious. I'm like, even if I'm on mute, I don't want to flush. Like I need to like do it after
yeah.
I'm like off the conference call.
And then sometimes you'll forget to do it.
Ever since there was like the Supreme Court justice that got caught flushing the toilet
yeah.
on oral argument. It has been a huge like paranoia of mine.
So thank you. So this quirk is fine, Chris. How dare you shame me on
Francis is about to edit all of this out. Like this won't even be a question on the
no!
final cut.
This question never happened.
This will never be. It'll just be Catherine going, and the next question. All right, Alana.
And the fourth question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why did I insist on continuity? All right. So Alana. What did Harley say is the thing you're most likely to go viral for?
Oh my God. Oh, my first instinct is to say nothing. Because
my first instinct is to say HQAF radio.
Yeah, I think so. My first instinct is to say nothing, but my secondary instinct is to say HQAF radio. That's my final answer.
All right, Harley, what was your response?
I said something unintentional. The best things Alana does are always by accident.
Which I absolutely agree. That's so
that's
true.
That's so true. Yeah.
But that's not HQAF radio.
No, it's not.
0 points.
Yeah.
HQAF radio is a pure accident. Like,
it's a viral sensation that the world doesn't know it yet.
Whose team are you on, Francis?
No. The world just doesn't know it yet.
I guess you lost him with the toilet flushing.
Yeah. Look, I know I'm working on something big. The rest of the world just hasn't caught up yet.
Lack thereof.
But anyway, I'll take the L that round. That's fine.
Okay, so the next question is for Chris. I asked Francis, what celebrity couple are you most like?
Ooh, I was about to say Max and Andres, who are a celebrity Instagram couple, but we are not a celebrity Instagram couple. And I would say Pete Buttigieg and his husband, Chasten.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a really good answer.
That is a good one. I did not say that, nor did I say Max or Andres, because they're way too hot and too popular. I said George and Amal Clooney.
Why?
Okay, George, charming white guy. Amal, woman of color, very powerful couple here.
Francis, you're not a woman, though.
Do I need to meet?
No.
Francis is very powerful, though.
Francis is very powerful, that is for sure.
We stand women of color of power in here.
We do.
Like, she has built a name for herself.
I've also, literally never heard either of us mention George and Amal Clooney in conversation.
That's not true. That's not true. George Clooney is, my celebrity crush. He's, my celebrity dad crush.
A
secret celebrity dad crush.
He's aged like fine wine, so.
All right, next question.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I would say that Amal and George are a celebrity couple I would aspire to be like. So I agree. Throw it out there, man. Put it in
But that's not like what we're like. We're more like literally Pete Buttigieg was riding a bike share bike.
Agreed. Yeah. I would have definitely gone for the nerdy bureaucrat, but
yeah,
I don't think we're like them though. But
you're much cooler, I would say. You're much cooler.
I don't know.
Okay, so Harley, what is the thing that Alana thinks you're most likely to end up in jail for?
Illegal downloading of media. You wouldn't download a car.
Oh my God, I might. Don't incriminate yourself. Shh.
I might download a car. If I could download a whole car, that would be so sick. Can you imagine?
Okay, all right. So you're thinking big. I like that.
Side note, I have a story for offline about this, but we can talk about this after. Oh.
Do you for real? What story, I wonder?
So I knew that we were going to lose this round because, yes, Harley would never go to jail for anything. And I thought about texting you, Catherine, and saying, in what context? Like, in real life or in a make-believe world? Because the answers would vary. But I decided it's not that serious, Alana. Oh, my God. You don't have to go and fact-check everything and, understand the entire context. So I said, being too handsome. That's why you would go to jail.
That's great. You did exactly what you needed to do. You snuck a little compliment in there.
Yeah, I wouldn't even actually download stuff. I don't actually do that. I'm too lazy. It's too much of a pain in the ass to illegally download things.
Harley is a very good law-abiding citizen. I mean, truly, he would never go to jail. Harley's so that's why I went the silly route with, being too handsome.
Harley's like, dear FBI, man, I don't actually download anything.
Dear FBI, I think the statute of limitations on the last time I did that is actually passed. It has been that long.
Okay. So, all right. So, let's see. Francis, I asked Chris, if Francis could only eat one food for the rest of his life, what would it be? So what did Chris respond for you?
Pizza rolls.
Chris, what did you say?
That's a good answer. I should have put that. I almost put microwave burritos as well. But I said Oreos.
Oh.
Those are all good because there's a lot of different kinds of Oreos. There's a lot of different kinds of pizza rolls.
Yeah. You could live forever on either one of those.
Yeah. Pizza rolls definitely should have been it though. That's Francis is right.
Do you have a mouth of steel? Because whenever I eat pizza rolls, it just burns the shit out of my mouth.
Okay, you got to have some self-control, Catherine, and not eat them right out of the oven.
Could you say that word again?
Self-control.
All right, I'll look it up later. Thank you.
Yeah. Also, part of the pizza roll experience is just burning your mouth. So I don't really know. Well, maybe because I also lack self-control, but also I just thought that was part of the eating experience. So that's
yeah. I mean, you need to be reminded 3 days later that you indulged in pizza rolls when you feel the roof of your mouth stinging still.
Okay, so Alana, I asked Harley if Alana was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, who would their phone a friend be?
Depends on the category.
I don't think you pick your phone a friend beforehand.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
You do it before that.
And I'm guessing Google isn't. It has to be a person.
No, you can't ask Google. It's not a person.
I love Google now. Now that I understand her,
Google is not yet sentient.
Yeah.
I know. If only.
It would either be Patrick or Francis. I'm going to say Patrick because I always call him at random times. Not necessarily as in a phone a friend situation, but I feel like, I don't know. He just knows a lot. I envision like either a math or a history question. I'm sorry, Francis.
I mean, the answer should definitely be me. I should be your phone a friend. But Harley, what did you respond?
Her brother, Patrick.
Oh my God.
You got it.
I'm not offended though. Like Patrick is a smart dude. So like, I'm like totally okay with you doing that.
I'm so glad I got the point and not in place of ruining two of my friendships just now.
I mean, my answer would be Chris. So
yeah, Chris is also very smart. I have very intelligent friends. So thank you for understanding that. I would call Patrick, but it's not.
You're the smartest because you just surround yourself by really smart people. So that makes you the smartest.
That's very sweet. But I also think it's just an acknowledgement that I have no idea what I'm doing. So that's why I surround myself with smart people.
Oh, okay. Your baby energy that you talk about?
Big baby energy, yes.
BBE. Okay. So, Chris, what did Francis say what you're most likely to go to jail for?
Ooh, I would never go to jail. Like, I'm such a goody two-shoes.
Please don't incriminate yourself.
We are on a recorded line. I just want to remind everyone.
We are on a party line.
This will be posted. Oh, gosh. Like, like being too good looking. I don't.
Yes!
No, really?
Oh my God! Are you fucking kidding me?
Francis, what was your response?
I said being criminally attractive. And
yes!
And
oh my God!
And I do want to preface this because like So, like, literally not a week ago, Chris was like, we were talking about how one of our neighbors got a parking ticket because he was out of compliance with city ordinance. And Chris, his response to that was like, oh, wow, I feel so good about being in compliance with the law. Like, he would never go to jail. Like, he's super excited about being, like the goody two-shoes.
I love being up to date on our inspection sticker. Like, oh my God. Yeah. I could like never think of like a thing that I would. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Francis, I love that we love our men in very similar ways. Like we love chest hair. We love law-abiding citizens. Like we love that they're handsome. Like we just love our spouses in the same way. And I love that.
Yeah. It's so beautiful. Love is real. Love is real, y'all. All right. So Harley, what celebrity couple are you most like?
No any celebrities.
I'll accept it. That is what Alana responded.
Yes.
You're back.
You didn't
in the
say
game,
Sonic
baby.
And Amy.
They're not celebrities. Not even in their own world.
Sonic and Tails.
You mean Krillin and Pan? Hello.
Ew.
Alana, do you want to share what you responded?
Yeah, I said we don't follow celebrities. We don't know them. We don't care about them. Like I said, IDK or NA. Yeah. That was really on point. Yeah, she said
not applicable. Amazing.
Oh my god.
What great synergy.
I feel like that's a negative answer. Like,
well, I mean, we don't know any celebrities, though.
They still both said the same thing.
Yeah, but two negatives equal positive.
Well, actually, wait, what celebrity couple would we, like, audience or co-hosts? I truly, like, because I don't follow celebrities. Oh. Like, if I knew them, maybe I'd have an opinion, but I truly don't know. Do you guys know celebrity couples that we are similar to? I don't feel like we're like any of them.
The main characters from The Big Bang Theory.
I'll have to Google them.
No.
Okay, I won't Google them.
Maybe like a. Is there like a Twitch? Like, I feel like it would have to be like a social media celebrity or something.
I think so. I don't know those either.
Me neither.
I think this is one that we need to rest on and then do an addendum to the episode once we think about it a little bit. Yeah. I'll scroll some mags. Let's see. We'll read some people.
Okay, so Francis, what is the thing that Chris said you're most likely to go viral for?
My terrible singing?
Francis.
Chris, what? Show him. Read it out.
No.
HQAF radio. Wow, how dare Francis. You, Francis?
What? How dare you?
How dare you?
I second that.
You just pissed off two people on this podcast.
The best part is that you already answered it correctly.
I know. I was like, oh, we got this one. When I heard that, I'm like, oh, we got this one.
Yeah, when Francis was like, oh, H-Man? Obviously, Alana. I was about to say nothing, and Francis was like, no, it has to be H-Man. I'm like, you're right. No. You're right, Bae. We're working towards something here. Like, this is incredible. No.
But I would like it for the record that he did acknowledge his singing as terrible. However... That did not help us in this game. I was like, oh, we got this.
Oh, my God.
All right, so Harlana has 22. And Krancis has 15. No, 16.
Oh, my God, we're crushing it, Harley. Damn. Look at that.
And we are almost done, so... Let's see. Let's go back to Harley and Alana. Harley, I asked Alana if you could eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
I would say, you know, if it was just one thing forever, it would be salad.
Now I'm depressed.
Well, you can have so many things in salad. Salad, that means like egg salad. That means like...
All right. Alana, what did you respond?
Biscuits and gravy. Obviously.
Yeah, biscuits and gravy is pretty good. But yeah. Biscuits and gravy, you can only do so many permutations of. You can't have salad biscuits and gravy.
And obviously, in a world where you can only eat one thing is a nightmare in and of itself, because Harley is such an appreciator of food. And I know that, and I knew that going in, but I thought, this is obviously a make-believe world, and I thought it would be biscuits and gravy. But all right, I'll take it.
Okay, so Chris, if you were on Who Wants to be a Millionaire, who would your phone a friend be?
Oh. I would say my friend Erica.
Oh my god. Oh god.
Francis?
Okay, so we actually talked about this because we binge watched Who Wants to be a Millionaire, and
oh, is it Jason?
Yeah, you... No! God damn it!
No! I was thinking about Jason. I almost said Jason.
Erica was the closest. Was a close one, but I thought Jason was...
It's like Jason's wife.
Yeah.
Damn it.
They're one of the same couple.
I should have said Jason, yeah.
I did say that flattery could get you everywhere, because as the final judge...
I should have said Catherine. And we would have gotten anyway.
No, you just have to tell me nice things about myself, and I'll change the answer.
The lighting is good.
Okay, so you complimented the lighting, but not me. All right.
No, damn.
The lighting accentuates the natural features.
Oh, okay. Plus five. Let's see. So Harley, I asked Alana, what is your favorite thing about yourself? About you, Harley. Harley, what is your favorite thing about yourself?
Favorite thing about myself? Oh, I sleep so good. Is it about sleep?
Oh, well, that is a brag. That's a flex.
I'm really good at sleeping, and I love doing it.
Alana, what did you say?
That is a really good answer. So I said that Harley knows a lot about video games and computers, and I think he likes being the go-to person because it's both his passion and his hobby. And so I felt like, oh, you know, Harley likes just sort of like being in the know of all things in that arena, and therefore, and he likes helping people. I do know that sometimes it annoys him that I advertise his services to everyone I know, who even like whispers that they might have a computer issue, but I do think he likes it. So that's what I put. But sleep is also a good answer because Harley is the best sleeper I've ever met. He can sleep anywhere at any time, and it's pretty incredible, and I'm jealous.
Okay, so Francis, same question. What is your favorite thing about yourself?
I guess I'd have to say, I guess I pride myself on my creativity, like more than other things.
His creativity with his hair.
My hair. This is like recent. This is like this past year.
I know. I struggle with that. But like, you touch your hair all the time. Like, you are constantly looking at yourself.
Look how long it is. I have to touch my hair. It's like this.
I know, but you're constantly looking at yourself in the mirror going...
That's so funny, because I was just thinking about how you're super creative, Francis. I was saving it for the gratitude episode, and I'll save it for that gratitude episode. But yeah, I was just like, wow, Francis is so creative. Like, he comes up with theme songs, he comes up with graphics. He's a very creative person.
I was thinking along those lines, but I didn't synthesize it into a word, and I was like...
Chris was playing to win, you know?
If you think about it, creativity has some of the same letters as hair, so.
A-I-R.
And yet, nobody's complimenting me on my hair, so that's fun. Okay, so, Alana, what did Harley say is your favorite thing about yourself?
My favorite thing about myself...
Remember, through Harley's eyes.
Through, yeah. I mean, well, so, okay. My favorite thing about myself through Harley's, I think it would be my creativity or, like, writing. I'm very passionate about writing. Yeah, I'm going to say that.
It wasn't your boobs?
No. Yeah, that's not what Alana's most proud of.
Yeah. I'm gonna say, yeah, like creativity/writing. Yeah.
Harley, what did you respond?
I said, I don't know, but if it were her, I would be most proud of her work ethic and big brainedness.
Aw, is that intelligence?
Yeah, basically.
Aw, that's so nice.
Your hair.
Your brain is so big, it makes her hair look amazing.
Your hair makes up for my hair.
Same, Harley. Same.
So, in case you haven't figured it out, I asked all of you guys the same question. So, Chris, what is your favorite thing about yourself through Francis's eyes?
Oh, boy. My logical thinking. No, he hates that about me, actually.
Francis is making the funniest face, audience, and it's just,
yes.
Wow.
Yes. It's a real...
Logical thinking.
Like my humor.
Your wittiness. You're so fucking.
Oh, witty. I thought that said whiteness for a second.
Whoa!
You're so fucking white.
I really appreciate my privilege. Oh my god, my favorite thing is my privilege. Oh my god, love that.
What a privilege.
He's like, we can go to any restaurant and get a seat.
Yeah, near the front.
Hold on. Actually, I think this is a point, though, because Chris was talking about like his thinking, and that's not
yeah, I don't think it does. I don't think it gets a point, because I was like, I associate that with like logic and kind of like sense, like way of thinking versus humor, which I think humor would have more equated with
more
wittiness.
Tied in. Okay.
But well, you know who is witty here? Catherine. Catherine's so witty.
Catherine is...
She's the wittiest of all five of us.
She does Thank win you. That. She doesn't win that award.
I did already give you guys the points, but, you know, whatever. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for finally figuring out how this game works, okay? Thank you. It only took you until the very last question. So, that was the end of the second and final round. And we have Harlana with 22 points, a very strong beginning, but unfortunately just didn't get there. And Krancis with 26 points because they finally figured out how to flatter the host.
Are you dead serious? Stop it. Yep. Well, this is Catherine's show, so damn.
A show for, by, and
you know, I went into this and I was ready to accept defeat, but then when we were winning, I was like, oh fuck yeah, like I was feeling good, I was ready and committed, like I had emotionally committed to winning, so now I'm a little pissed, and I don't know if I want to speak to any of you ever
audience,
again.
Just so you know, this is the meltdown that Alana always has when she loses, and one time we were playing a board game, and she straight up turned the table over and left. She said, I have to go home to my cat, and left. So don't it's be true. Alarmed. This is very, it's usual. This is what we're used to.
And I was in my late 20s when that happened.
You flipped the table?
Yes.
You literally flipped the table.
No, she flipped her stuff over. She flipped
yeah,
her stuff
I flipped
over.
My stuff, and I did shove it was on wheels, so like I shoved it, so it wasn't like, oh my god, you know, a whole thing.
What were you playing? What was the board game?
We don't want to give them the shout out, please. No.
No, we're not plugging work.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh.
And also, we're not plugging them, please. But yeah, it was a game for a game time game. We were playing a game. But anyway, fine. I'll accept the loss, I suppose. We all learned a lot about each other.
Yeah, we learned that Chris is a vapid little bitch.
A law-abiding.
Law-abiding. Law-loving.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so that's it. Thank you for attending the first ever Newlywed Game HBF Radio Edition.
Well, I loved it. I guess, you know, you win some, you lose some is what I tell myself every day when these things happen. So one day it'll just stick. No. But yeah, this was so much fun. Thanks you guys so much for this awesome Newlywed Game. I've always wanted to play this, and this was way more fun. And the opportunity to turn it into content, of course, made my heart sing. So thank you.
And I will say it's another way for us to celebrate your 30th birthday. And I'm so glad that that you enjoyed this time together with us. So
yeah,
awesome. This was actually a shadow birthday party.
I know, for real.
But wait, Francis, isn't it your and Chris's anniversary coming up, too?
Damn, girl, yes.
Francis, did you, like, forget? You made such a face.
I'm always surprised when people remember, like, anniversaries, because I, like, never celebrate anyone's anniversaries, so... Like other people's
anniversaries. You guys are the only people I know that got married in March, so.
And I can't believe that you're surprised that Catherine would follow your storyline so closely, especially since it was a main component of the podcast. And has been, right?
Like also, Alana had like a countdown at work at the time. Like she talked about it a lot.
I did.
Chris's mom has like the date that Chris proposed to me on her calendar, like just in her calendar to remind her every single year. Like, that's a lot. That's a lot for me because I would never celebrate that. But
Wait, is it March 4th, 2018?
Wow.
Oh my god.
Wow. You know I've been following this story for a very long time. I think I've even wished you guys like a happy engagement anniversary before in the past because I'm a weirdo. But yeah, of course. I've been following very indefinitely, and I know the first time you guys messaged each other was January 25th of 2016. Check the tape. It's there.
Alana was there, though. So, I'm like, dropped. I don't blame her.
At Harris Teeter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even tell the story about how I decided to date Harley because he made me laugh so hard I peed my pants. But anyway, that's fine. I wasn't prepared for that question. I don't know why. You figure that's a question that comes up on these things. But I was just...
Are you trying to convince me that you didn't cheat?
No, I'm just, I'm trying to convince you that I should win and that I wasn't prepared to go first in talking about my backstory, but no, it's okay. I'll accept the L and I'll seethe later tonight off camera in my journal.
You guys did get the closest answers to each other. I think that really says something.
Also, we literally won because Chris admitted that he didn't even get that one right. But anyway, no one's keeping track except for me.
Let me check this. If I say zero on that, if we do some revisionist history, then you do win by 1 point. Ooh. Should we go with the alternate timeline?
I don't think so. No. It's
Brent is like, absolutely not.
What about Chris and I in our shadow game? Did we win?
Actually, that's the real winner.
Yay.
Yeah, you guys got 47 points. It was amazing.
Yeah, Harley.
Their couple name is Charlequin.
Okay, that's what I love that.
I love it.
Chris.
Oh, yeah. It's like Charlie and Harlequin.
You like Harlequin. Or Harless.
Harlequis.
Harlequis. Whatever.
Charlequin.
That's the end of our show. I'm Alana.
And I'm Francis. Find us on Instagram at hqaf.productions. We post every other week.
And you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever else you get your podcasts.
And until next time,
the best ship to sail on is friendship.